So it's Monday, May the 25th, 2020, right around 5:41 a.m. in Seattle, Washington. I'm just drinking my Folgers freeze-dried coffee. Yeah, that's pretty good. It's Memorial Day, right? And I don't want to talk about that too much. Just say this: if you lost somebody you loved in some war, that is a terrible tragedy, and it is sad. And if you need to go and remember them today, you should go do that. I have never been in combat. My dad served in World War II, but he missed what might have been his combat debut because they dropped the bomb. He was a landing craft pilot, but his primary duties were basically, I think, a mechanic in the Navy. He was stationed on Guam, and there are other details about his service that remain, in my view, vague and problematic. And I would say related to a deep state motherfucker that was married to a friend of my mom. So I often wonder about that story as well, but it is Memorial Day. And if there's somebody you love that's died in a war and you need to go pay respects, go do that. I'm not going to be a person to tell you to piss on the memories of people you love just because you no longer believe in the Death Star. I think a lot of veterans out there go through a process of deprogramming from the military-industrial complex. They disconnect from it because they've seen the real outcomes. They didn't read about it. They didn't see a documentary on it. They actually experienced the outcomes of war. I don't really want to say more about Memorial Day than that, you know? I would say that on December the 29th, in the year 1890, several hundred Native Americans were murdered by the United States Army at Wounded Knee. And I think maybe we should remember them too, because they were American. More American than I will ever be, than most people will ever be. And they died. And they died in combat. Now, was it actual combat? No, it was more like a mass killing. Yeah, more like a mass killing, but truly they died. And the other thing is this: we know about Wounded Knee. And I mentioned this to Jim, and I'll say it again. We know about Wounded Knee. How many wounded knees do you think there were that occurred in the United States between the founding of the country in 1787? You know, I don't mean the end of the Revolutionary War. I mean the founding of the empire with the Constitution. I think the Articles of Confederation, that might have been the right answer. Huh? You can't allow people to be free. So you got the Constitution, 1787. How many people died between 1788 and 1890? How many Native Americans were killed, slaughtered? Some of the first major campaigns with the United States Army were in Florida against the Seminole Indians. How many Seminole tribes were murdered in Florida during the early part of the 19th century? How many Cherokee were murdered? How many various groups of people were murdered long before we get to Wounded Knee? And that doesn't even get into the subject of reservations, which are really just concentration camps. And that's an American invention, putting people on roads that they'll march, death march. Oh, yeah, there was a death march once. I think it was called the Trail of Tears. Should we remember all of these people, I think, on Memorial Day? I think we should. These are Americans. They definitely died in wars. They were probably victims of what we would refer to as today's war crimes. it seems reasonable to remember them on Memorial Day. I don't know. Maybe that's getting a little bit too serious. But on a less serious note, I've been thinking more about ligers. Now, ligers are these half lion, half tiger super cats that can get huge. I mean, I guess they can be 900 pounds and 11 feet long, which is great. I mean, that's a really good place to start. But I was thinking, what if we could breed the liger with the wolf and get a wolger? And you say, oh, Dan, now you're getting all Dungeons and Dragons on us. No, no, no. I never got to play those reindeer games, but I was aware. I think a wolger would probably be more powerful than a bugbear. I think a wolger would probably end up weighing, because I think you'd amplify. I think the wolf would amplify the liger. The liger DNA would amplify the wolf. You get all kinds of weird synergistic behaviors. Of course, you'd need like a CRISPR to do this. You couldn't just breed a wolf with a liger. You'd need to genetically engineer it, then clone it, then plant the cells, I should say the fetal cells, the fetal tissue, back into the female wolf and allow the wolf, female wolf, to gestate the wolger. And the thing about the wolger, and it's really quite horrible, that no matter the size of the litter, no wolger mother survives, because the wolgers will claw their way out of the... Oh, I shouldn't say that. Anyways, I think I'm going to breed wolgers in Kentucky. I could see myself breeding wolgers in Kentucky, and people would say, well, Dan, don't you think that's an abomination? And I would say, well, the Lord said that it would be like the times of Noah. And I'm fairly certain that in the time of the fallen angels and, you know, the Nephilim and shit like that, they were breeding all kinds of wolgers. I'm sure of it. And I mean, really, is it such an insult to the Lord in heaven to say, eh, the wolf isn't good enough. The liger, eh, I mean, you allow, that's a loophole, Jesus. The liger's a loophole. But what if we take the liger and the wolf and get a wolger? I know you guys are just like all, oh, Dan, that's crazy. A wolger. Why do you want to breed wolgers? What would be the purpose of having these wolf tiger monstrosities that are probably 20 feet long and weigh 1.5 tons and probably can consume even metals? The acids in their stomachs are so strong. You'd say, doesn't that seem a bit reckless to breed such an animal? And my response would be, well, okay, it's a little bit reckless to breed wolgers, but you know, at some point, this lockdown, it starts playing with your mind, and you think, maybe I'll breed wolgers one day. And I wish this was an Irish coffee. It's not. It really isn't. It's funny. I drink beer, but I don't generally drink a lot of, like, hard liquor. And I'm currently in what I would call a not-so-steady state when it comes to budget. So I'll get these chunks of money that come in, and then like any good Irishman, I pay for my food and my rent. But, you know, I also pay for significant amounts of beer. Now, this is just Folger's freeze-dried happiness. This is a memory of the past remembered in the future. This is like Army coffee. And I remember Army coffee being so bitter and disappointing. But yet, on a day like this, when I think about the wolger, and when I look up into that gumbus sky of gray schlickus that they've just flimulated onto the whole blimbus of the atmosphere, And I recognize that I'm probably breathing in so much aluminum and other heavy metals from all the crapola they're spraying, then maybe the Wolger makes sense. You know, maybe there should be a Wolger. Maybe what we need is probably an army of Wolgers, and they're so big there can be a saddle. So what you need is a cavalry, a Wolger cavalry with gorillas. No, yes, half gorilla, half orangutan. Either an orilla or a gorangutan, but you have the half gorilla, because orangutans are smart, okay, and they got the ghillie suits already, and the gorillas are big and strong, so you breed the gorilla with the orangutan, you get a big, super strong orangutan riding a Wolger. If only I were a cartoonist, I would draw this gorangutan riding a Wolger into battle. And it's like carrying like two really heavy caliber, like 308, three whatever, Winchester, blah, blah, blah. What the fuck do I know about guns? And oh, by the way, I deliberately trolled someone on Twitter about revolvers yesterday. What the fuck do I know about guns? I mean, I know enough to shoot one. I know enough how to defend myself. I qualified with my M9 when I was in the Army. But what the fuck does that mean? Beretta's a piece of shit. Fucking Beretta. That is a heavy... When I got my first Glock, I thought, why couldn't this have been my sidearm? The Glock is so beautiful, so light. Its targeting system, its sights are so simple that you can get to sighting something very quickly. It's just it's a great piece. You can carry more ammo. The Glock is awesome. The fucking Beretta sucks, but imagine a gorangutan riding a Wolger, okay? Remember the Wolger, half wolf, half liger, 20 feet long, 1.5 tons, foot filled with love. Probably the saber-toothed tiger features will come back because of this mixture. Saber-toothed Wolger. That'll be awesome. And then on top of it, riding it with two AR-15 modified carbines that fire 300 or 308 Winchester Magnum, maybe 454 or 586, maybe 700 Winchester Magnum. And he's just going, pew, 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 pew. The fucking gorangutan. And then what? What are you going to do? Because there's armor plating. Not even armor plating. Well, there's plating. There's armor plating, carbon composite, and Kevlar armor on the fucking Wolger. So, yeah, you better fucking get a good shot at the Wolger. Because it's just, you know, ooh, that tickles. And then the fucking gorangutan is wearing the same kind of fucking armor. I mean, I just don't see how you fight that gorangutan Wolger army. If it's coming at you, if you're in the situation where the Wolger cavalry being ridden by gorangutans is coming at you, I don't see how you fight that. I mean, I would probably, at that point, I would pick up the fucking, you know, field phone. I'd say, okay, Charlie Delta X-ray 9955, execute, over. And that would be my signal to have my 155mm guys fire some micro nukes. Because that's it. Or MLRS, multiple launch rocket system, with the little bomblets, you know, when they spin at termination, they throw out the micro bombs and the fucking white phosphorus micro bombs and shit. Bomblets. Maybe MLRS, but I'd have to call an MLRS and arc light and napalm and micro nukes, because there's a Wolger cavalry. There's 10,000 Wolgers being ridden by 10,000 gorangutans. That's a division of Wolver Cavalry. You can't do nothing about that.